Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions, and GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to hear an overview of how New Holland is integrating the construction side of their business with the agriculture division. To do that, I spoke with Mark Hooper, who is director of marketing for New Holland. And this was during a media event where they brought in media representatives from the construction industry to hear about how this integration is taking place. So let's learn all about it from Mark Hooper. Let's just start with the basic idea that that started this process. How did a decision get made to even try to integrate these?
Well, there's many different things. I mean, the first thing we looked at was the customers. And we found that a lot of our dealers and a lot of our customers of some of the ag equipment were also customers for CE equipment. A lot of the landscapers, the independent rental yards, the small contractors, these are the same customers that were buying a lot of our ag equipment. So we wanted to make sure that was a good fit. Our dealer networks pretty much align almost 100%. There are some dealers that carry ag only. There's some dealers that carry CE only. But a lot of our dealers carry the full product line for both. So that was a good fit. Internally, from a field support standpoint, we've done various projects in the past and try to build brand strength and leverage both brands across. So we'd already done some work that way. Extensive research, though, on just making sure that this was the right move to make. And that's kind of how it got started.
Well, it's a big project that I know you're in the process of still, because you're putting together two units that have traditionally served a different audience or customer base. From the dealer standpoint, would it be proper to say that this is providing some new opportunities for some of your dealers that only focused on one side or the other to have access to other products that they maybe haven't had?
Sure, and there's a number of different benefits for the dealer or effects on the dealer network. First of all, to simplify the business. Instead of having two organizations to deal with from just an ordering and promotion and support standpoint, now they have one point to go to. So a lot of our internal work has been related to simplifying the business for the dealer. The other piece of this, though, as you mentioned, is really how the opportunities that come with it. And we've gotten several inquiries from dealers about the product line. How do I pick up the product line? What are the requirements? We want to make sure that as we grow the business, that we do it in the right way, that we focus on the right customer segments, and that dealers are well equipped to be able to handle those requirements from the dealer. I mean, the customer. The customer has in this segment, the customer's earning a living with these machines. He needs them to work, or he doesn't earn income. So we want to make sure that our dealers are well-equipped to meet those requirements of the customer, and that's part of the rollout for any dealers picking up that line.
So when you look at it internally in the marketing department as head of marketing, how has that affected the team, the staff that you either have in place or are still looking to put some of those pieces together?
It's a good question. The first thing we did from an internal standpoint is we bundled the light CE products with our small tractor segment, and we're calling that the Pro Work Tools segment because it's really professional grade products. And if you look around our product line, these are top-notch products, very, very good quality, very good serviceability. So these are products that go out and work every day. To, as I said, for customers to earn an income. So we have the product bundle. the internal support and marketing staffs came together very nicely. We put product marketing specialists, we have product field specialists in place that we moved over from the construction group that are focused on these construction products. A lot of our support from a dealer perspective has been consolidated at this point. So there was a lot of work done, and as you said, we're still in the process of doing this because we started in January. As you might guess, there's a lot of things internally to make it come together.
Well, that might be even just, we're at the headquarters here, but as you see it branded out here, it says agriculture a lot, not construction. So I imagine there's even just how you're setting up offices and who's working in which building, all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's... It is agriculture, but it's construction. And it's one of the things that we want to make sure for our customer base. We are maintaining both brands. We want to make sure that we provide the right emphasis. I mean, our business, from an agricultural standpoint, is separated out by segment. So we have a cash crop segment. We have a dairy and livestock segment so that we can meet the needs of those customers. And this construction equipment is no different. And so even though we sit in the same building and have the same structure from a marketing perspective, one of the strengths that New Holland has had historically is being able to get close to the customer so that we understand their needs very well and we provide the solutions and the products and support that they need to be effective. And that's the one thing that we want to make sure that we maintain, regardless of the internal changes going on. We want to make sure that the customer is still our focus and what their needs are is what we focus on.
So I imagine this is providing an opportunity for some efficiencies where, let's just take your advertising. You are going to be in ag publications, but construction publications. And I could just see that maybe there are some opportunities to integrate some of that advertising so that it's, you know, supporting each other, but hopefully taking advantage of the purchases and placements and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's a big area that we're looking at. Certainly, you know, when we go out and we put out different promotions and campaigns, mm-hmm. and having both products under one group allows us to get the benefits and leverage one versus mm-hmm. the other, where we're not paying two agencies to do the work, or we want to make sure, again, we focus in on some key publications and media on the construction side to maintain that contact for those customers. But the back office stuff has really been consolidated, and we're getting a lot of benefits and efficiencies out of that.
So how would you describe where you're at right now, the differences from where you were a year ago? I mean, is this really been a pretty big shift for New Holland internally?
Well, it's interesting because there were some of us around prior to 1999 when construction was part of ag, and we know that there's significant benefits to managing it the way we're doing it. The last couple of years with it being separated, it was disjointed. As much as we tried to integrate or coordinate, It's a little bit disjointed, and I think a lot of our customers in this segment, they see one New Holland. They see ag, construction, but it's really about New Holland, and this gives us the opportunity to streamline and be more effective in supporting those customers.
So just kind of looking ahead, what else is on the radar for what you've got to do to finish this integration process?
Well, the big focus right now is on the dealer network and looking at where our opportunities are. Like I said, a lot of the internal organizational things are complete. So we're really focused on dealers and engaging with customers. We're doing a media event here this week at our home office here in Pennsylvania. To get more visibility to the brand, because the last few years it hasn't been as visible. So we want to make sure that we get our word out there about the products and support and the expertise that we have, but really focused on our dealers and expanding those opportunities where we can.
Well, we will stay in touch and watch as this evolves. I think it's an interesting, from a marketing standpoint, it's interesting how you are working on this and that external signs that we see of it. Just even simple things like seeing both logos together in different ways, from signage to what have you.
Right, yeah, that's the power, as I said, two brands, mm-hmm. one New Holland, and that's the power of the marketing side of it that we can bring to this effort.
Sounds like a smart move. I think I've seen that word here somewhere. Thank you very much, Mark Hooper, for talking with me here at this construction media event that we're holding at the headquarters. We'll stay in touch with New Holland as they continue this integration process of the construction business with the agriculture division. That's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.